Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the investor call of Cosmo First Limited to discuss the Q1 FY27 results. Today we have with us from the management, Group CEO Mr. Pankaj Poddar and Group CFO Mr. Neeraj Jain, CEO Ziggy and Head Corporate Development Mr. Saurabh Jain. Starting off with the statutory declaration, certain statements in the conference call may be forward-looking. These statements are based on management's current expectation and are subject to uncertainties and changes in circumstances. These statements are not guarantees of future results. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Now may I request Mr. Neeraj Jain to take us through his opening remarks, subsequent to which we may open the floor for the Q&A session. Thank you and over to you, Neeraj ji.
Well, thank you very much. Very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you for joining us Cosmo's June 2026 results conference call. We'll begin this call with a brief opening remarks from the management side, which may be followed by the questions. Well, June 2026 quarter reflects a quarter of continued momentum in our core flexible packaging business, alongside newer businesses gaining scale, operational efficiencies resulting in all our B2B businesses are profitable now. With the major phase of our capital investment behind us, we are now entering the next phase of our journey, focusing on leveraging these assets, improving ROSI, and strengthening cash generation. We'll first talk about the financial results for the June quarter. So consolidated sales for the June 26 quarter is 1,166 crores, which is higher by 46% from the June 25 quarter. This is backed by 9% increase in the volume. And of course, increase in the raw material prices, which got passed on to the customers, reflecting in the higher sales value. So the company has done well to manage uncertainties caused by the West Asia war and posted EBITDA increase of 26% in June 26 quarter to 147 crores rupees compared to 116 crore rupees in June 25 quarter. Well, if we have to pinpoint, the incremental EBITDA is primarily driven by five factors. First, higher sales volume by 9%. Second, higher BOPP-based specialty sales volume by 12%. So our specialty improved by 12% in the quarter one. Number three, improved base BOPP and BOPET film margins. Number four, enhanced performance of our USA film business, of course, post reduction in the USA in tariffs. Number five, higher EBITDA by our other B2B business verticals, which include specialty chemicals and rigid packaging. Well, in fact, quarter one EBITDA was surpassed due to lower export volume caused by the port congestion, which impacted our volume by 13%, which of course is a non-repetitive in nature. EBITDA margin in percentage terms was 12.6% versus 14.5% in June 25 quarter, as revenue increased by 46%, although volume increase was by 9%. The remaining sales growth was reflecting higher raw material prices, which got passed on to the customers. It may please be noted that gross margin per kg, which is the real benchmark for our industry, it has improved in across all film categories, whether the base film category, semi-specialty or the specialty films. BOPP gross margin was running at 30 rupee per kg in June 26 quarter versus 20 rupee per kg in March 26 quarter and 23 rupees per kg in June 25 quarter. This includes stock gain as well, which is non-repetitive in nature. BOPET film gross margin was running at 9 rupee per kg in June 26 quarter versus 18 rupee per kg in March 26 quarter and 13 rupee per kg in June 25 quarter. BOPET, of course, is a smaller segment for Cosmo. Like BOPET capacity is 30,000 metric ton as against BOPP capacity of 2,77,000 metric ton. Primary specialty contribution improved to 45 rupee per kg from 36 rupee per kg in previous quarter. And specialty film margin remained stable at close to 63 rupee per kg. This is why the company focuses more on to improving these specialty films. Well, PAT improvement is moderate due to increased depreciation and interest related to new capacity. Coming to U.S., so post reversal of additional custom duty imposed in FY25-26 on import from India to U.S., now the U.S. subsidiary received a refund of close to $7 million in July 2026, which has not been appropriated in the accounts for June 26 quarter, pending finalization of customers' refunds they are against. Our film business strategy remains consistent with focus on increasing the share of specialty films, expanding our portfolio of differentiated products, improving our product mix, and driving operational efficiencies. We believe this strategy provides better resilience while strengthening our core competence in the global market. Moving to outlook for the current financial year 26-27, well, the company expects top line to grow by close to 20% in FY27 on overall basis, although we believe new businesses on a blended basis should grow close to 60% in the financial year. And of course, this top line increase should come with commensurate increase in the bottom line as well. Moving to new business verticals performance for the quarter. First, starting with the specialty chemical. The specialty chemical subsidiary has continued to achieve traction and posted 34% top line growth on year-on-year basis with 25% EBITDA. Rigid packaging, Cosmo, which runs under the brand Cosmo Plastec, has posted 58% top-line growth in June 26 quarter on a YOY basis and also has turned EBITDA positive with close to 7% of operational EBITDA. Now, FY27 focus for the vertical shall be on achieving higher profitability through higher capacity utilization, improving sales mix and more brand sales, and improve the efficiencies at the plant. The business has also augmented 50% growth in capacity over the next two quarters with a very minimal kind of capex, which will pave future growth for the next quarters. Moving to consumer businesses. So as you know, Cosmo has two consumer businesses, Ziggly, which is the pet care venture, the second, Cosmo Consumer, which include window films, paint protection films, and ceramic coatings. Ziggly maintained its strong growth trajectory with close to 70% year-on-year growth, supported by continued expansion of its retail footprints and increasing adoption of its private label products. During the quarter, the business expanded into new locations and further strengthened its product portfolio. Our Cosmo Consumer business also continued to build momentum. Cosmo Consumer has started brand building with TV advertisement from July 2026. We expanded our presence into automotive through the launch of our first 4C Cosmo Car Care Center in Pune and continuing to strengthen our window film, paint protection film and ceramic coating business verticals. We remain highly encouraged by the market response and continue to invest in building this business for a long-term value creation. Briefly talking about the corporate, the net debt and ROSI. So of course there is a very clear focus across the organization to improve the return on capital employed in FY27. As we discussed last time, the capex cycle of the company is largely complete. The focus will be on fully leverage the strategic capex done in last 3 years, close to 1,200 crores. Net debt at June 26 is broadly flat at the level of the quarter 4 of FY26. Which is 1,166 crores, which is also 2.3 times to EBITDA. This is despite the net working capital increase by 85 crores during the quarter because of raw material price increase post West Asia war. There is a very clear roadmap to reduce the net debt over the next 2 years. We are expecting net debt to EBITDA to reduce to below 2 times to EBITDA in next 12 months. Our new businesses, specialty chemical, plastic, Cosmo consumer, all are scaling and will lead to incremental ROSI. Well, on that note, we conclude our opening remarks and would be glad to discuss any questions, comments or suggestions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Nirav Jimudia from Anvil Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon and thanks for the opportunity. Sir, first of all, thank you for the improved disclosures in the presentation about the segmental revenue as well as the operating profit numbers. It helps a lot. Sir, first question is, like you mentioned in your opening remarks about the ROC portion, ROC. So I had a question, like, since we have invested close to around 1200 crores over last 4-5 years across various verticals, and coupled with the fact that the cycle also was not conducive in last 3-4 years, our ROC was at like 8-10% in last financial year. So how do you see the ROC moving over next 2 years, given most of the new verticals have turned EBITDA positive and they are scaling up? And also, if you can explain the levers of growth for each of the individual businesses, that would be very helpful.
You're right that ROCE was 11% because of a lot of capacities being added, new businesses started. We are now working to improve these ROCE over the next 12 to 24 months. We intend to take it to anywhere between 15 to 20%. This is going to happen through multiple initiatives. First is the volume growth. There is still, we expect 15% more capacity that can be sold in the film business. All other businesses have sufficient capacities to sell, whether chemical, plastic, and so on. In fact, plastic with a very minimal capex, we are going to add 50% more capacity because of, the existing setup being made like that. Similarly, the B2C businesses also are growing at a phenomenal growth. So what we expect is that overall this year itself, the company revenue should grow by minimum 20%, while the new businesses should grow at 60%. Over and above, we will get the benefits from US. US itself is expected to grow anywhere between 25 to 30% this year post the duty rationalizations in USA, specialty sales growth, and a lot of other cost efficiency measures that we are taking.
it helps, sir. So secondly, like on the BOPP side, you mentioned that we have now a spare capacity of around 15%, which will be sold in subsequent quarters. But my question is very specific to the specialty side, like how many new grades of BOPP we have developed over the last 2 years, and what differentiate these products from our existing portfolio? So if you can just give some understanding based on the opportunity size, application-wise, improvement in our per kg EBITDA margins, and the target markets where we wanted to place these products.
So our specialty sales on a much larger base has grown 12% in this quarter. The driving factor is product development. This quarter alone, we launched synthetic paper film for high-end digital printing, PVC-free green graphic films, and anti-fog transparent BOPET leading films. We also secured an international patent for a CPP film technology. We have 6 patents granted and 11 in the pipeline. All incremental capex is directed at specialty assets.
Correct. So, sir, like in terms of the opportunity size, if you can throw some understanding, like this films, as you mentioned, that must be in the niche categories, and possibly we could be the having a first more advantage. So, what sort of per kg improvement in margins, or let's say some understanding about the overall EBITDA numbers, if you can share how the things are moving so far as those initiatives are concerned.
See, we have given a table in our investor presentation where if you would have seen that the base film margins have been, changing as per the market quarter on quarter. But the semi-speciality margins in general have remained roughly 15 to 20 rupee higher than the base film margins.
Correct.
The speciality film margins have remained at 60 plus for all these 5 quarters. And even if you remember in the past also, speciality margins were always higher. In fact, in the past, they used to be at 50, which we, because of all the new product innovations, have now been able to take it up to 60 plus. So that is the impact we are able to make to our financials by moving towards more speciality business. The second is speciality chemical itself is growing well. Last year, it grew 20%. And this year, we expect speciality chemical business to grow anywhere around 50% because a lot of our product development cycles are complete now. And that business is giving us 25% EBITDA margins. In fact, in this quarter itself, we've improved our EBITDA margins by 2% in specialty chemical in spite of such a phenomenal growth in the specialty chemical segment. Plastic, again, which till last year was a loss-making business, has a normalized EBITDA of 7%, excluding incentives. Including incentives, they are 10% plus this quarter. Cosmo consumer business also almost did break-even. Though on a full year basis, we may still have some losses in Cosmo Consumer because this year, as we have seen, that we have done a TVC launch and we've also done hoardings and so many other initiatives to build a brand for Cosmo PPF. And Ziggly also continues to grow phenomenally well with 70% growth. And the percentage losses in Ziggly business also is coming down quarter on quarter.
The last clarification.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Chamudia. May we request you return to the question queue for a follow-up question?
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raman KV from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for allowing me to ask a question. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. My first question is with respect to margins. I mean, our revenue has grown around 45%. Whereas our margins have lagged in terms of growth, like they have only grown at 20-25%. And earlier, during your commentary, you mentioned that BOPP margins were around 13 per kg versus 20-23 per kg last year, last quarter as well. And BOPET margins were also slightly lower. So can you explain why was there a margin decline, one on that aspect? And also, because our raw material is heavily linked to crude prices, have we able to pass on the high crude price to our end-use customers?
So, see, first of all, I would like to compliment the entire management of Cosmo by ensuring that the raw material could be organized in such a tough environment where a lot of Indian petrochemical companies were asked to move towards LPG. and we were still able to run our lines efficiently. Now, let me separate the three things separately happening in this quarter. Revenue rose 46%, while volumes rose only 9%. The gap is raw material price pass through following the West Asia conflict. Polymer prices moved up sharply, and in pass-through business, that inflates both revenue and the denominator of the margin ratio. The right margin is contribution per kilo, gram, and that improved across every category. EBITDA is up 26% in absolute terms on 9% volume growth. This means that EBITDA per kilogram improved roughly 15%. That is real operating environment. Regarding the sustainability of the margins, volume growth, specialty mix improvement, US tariff benefit, and the contribution from specialty chemicals and positive EBITDA from plastic are all structural. However, the elementary due to inventory gain within base POPP margin is one time and market dependent.
Yeah, I get that, but when we compare our I'm comparing it in terms of rupees per kg itself. The BOPET margin has declined, as well as the POPP margin has declined on a sequential quarter basis. So do we expect it to pick up because we have passed on the raw material prices, like high raw material prices to the end-use customer, or are we expecting this to be continued?
See, the BOPP margins have largely remained flat, excluding the stock gains, because we also had stock gains in this quarter. The BOPET margins have marginally come down, but with the anti-dumping duty which has been levied recently, we expect that the BOPET margins should go up. In fact, in this quarter, BOPET margins have gone up a bit. Obviously, India is slightly over capacity in BOPET, which we feel that will get corrected in the coming quarters. Having said so, Cosmo is working towards, even in the BOPET, where we want to shift still a large chunk of our commodity business to specialty business. And there also we are seeing quite a good progress.
Understood. And sir, I just want to understand what's your, next 2-3 years plan with respect to the rigid packaging business. How are you planning to grow it from small, as of now it's like very small chunk of our business. Our main business is still coming from specialty, like film specialty, which includes specialty, semi-specialty and base films. So what's your plan on that front? And why I am asking this particularly, because there has been a robust demand seen for rigid packaging across the FMCG business. So I just want to understand.
You're absolutely right that this is showing a very robust growth. That is the reason that with very minimal capex, we have been able to recently work towards growing our capacities by 50%. With the new capacities, we should be able to do 250 plus crore of revenue. So this year, we expect to grow from 100 crores of last year revenue to 150, 160 crores this year. And next year, we would like to take this business to 200 plus crores.
And there will be a margin improvement as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. Last year, we were making EBITDA losses. And the first quarter, without taking the sales tax incentive that we got, the normalized margins are 7% EBITDA margins.
So, yeah, just on this aspect.
Sorry to interrupt. Mr. KV, may we request you return to the question queue for a follow-up question? Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. The next question is from the line of Chanvi Shah from Share India. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi. Congratulations on the results. Just wanted to ask, like, can you just provide some details on the capacity utilization for the film specialty and the rigid packaging? Like, what is the utilization for each other?
So in the film, we still have 15% capacity to be utilized, which we expect, largely to be utilized over the next 2 quarters. Specialty chemicals easily have 15 to 20% capacity more. Plastic, we are already adding 50% more capacity. Last year, we did 100 crores, and we expect to double it by next year. We should do 200 plus crores next year.
Okay. Okay. So, for the utilization side, like it is 100% utilized at the moment. Saying that.
Sorry?
On the plastic side, the utilization, capacity utilization is 100%?
In the specialty, first is on the plastic side. Even with 200 crores, we'll have capacities left. And on the other thing, you know, the specialty side, which is the main focus of the company, we have already done the necessary capex in the recent years, and we have a lot of headroom to take our specialty film sales to close to 90% without any significant capex.
Okay, perfect. But sir, I was just asking, like, for the June quarter, what was the utilization? I was asking that.
Yeah, in the film business, it is 85%.
Okay, perfect. And sir, on the Ziggly business, can, like, we saw that there was a good growth or revenue side. Did we break even on the PAT, or like, what can you provide some future guidance for the same on how we're gonna move forward on the Ziggly business?
See, our gross margins at on a net sale basis are close to 50%. Quarter on quarter, we are seeing a declining EBITDA loss. Obviously, we need to reach a certain scale before Ziggly starts to make money.
Yes.
Right now, we have reached a monthly run rate of close to 100 crores. And as we continue to scale up, we will make money, but it is still going to take a couple of years before we start to make money in this business. Annualized run rate of 100 crores. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Love Gupta from Countercyclic PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So, firstly, I wanted to understand a little bit about the industry. With the increasing raw material prices, are we seeing some of the smaller capacities go offline, and is the overcapacity situation correcting itself?
Actually, the larger question right now is the raw material availability. And as I said earlier, that we must compliment Cosmo management team to organize the raw material in the last quarter. Honestly, every player had some impact because of raw material. Now, how much is the impact to each player is obviously not known to us.
All right. And secondly, if you could, in your best judgment, tell us that what would be the break-even level of revenue that we, you know, we are looking at in Ziggly and Cosmo Consumer. At what level can we expect these businesses to start making money?
Ziggly break-even should happen around 250 crore of revenue. Cosmo Consumer can make money even earlier than 100 crores, but given that we want to build a brand in India and then some overseas geographies, therefore, it's very difficult. But in the quarter one itself, we are close to a break-even from an EBITDA perspective.
All right, I got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aman Kumar Santalia from AK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Sir, how do we see the growth going forward in the next 2-3 years as far as Cosmo firm is concerned?
So we have projected a growth of 20% on an overall basis for this year, with new businesses growing at 60%. Next year, we are still evaluating in terms of what is the growth potential, so it will be a little early to talk about the next year growth.
And sir, can you share some light on other income, because it's very fluctuating. So what type of other income it is?
Sorry, can you repeat your question?
The other income part is very fluctuating, because in the same quarter last year, it was around 25 crore. The previous quarter, it was around 17 crore, and this quarter, it is around 11 crore rupees. So,
yeah, I think a part of it is also because of fluctuating foreign currency. As you could see that foreign currency has been going up or down on a very frequent basis. So that is impacting the other income off late.
And sir, just a minute, sir. And what about the Ziggly loss this quarter? I think it has increased a little bit from 10 crore to 15 crore.
Yeah, it has increased. The loss widened because we continue to invest ahead of revenue in quarter one. We have 4 new retail centers. two vet hospital acquisitions are on the pipeline, and 20 plus private label launches. The revenue builds over following quarters. EBITDA margin has come down, or loss has come down from 82% to 69%, with 62% year-on-year revenue growth. The unit economics underneath are strong and improving. Gross margin is 47%. Services are 64% of revenue sales mix. Private label revenue is up 105% year-on-year, and 30% customers are doing repeat business with us. The deliberate shift is towards service and private labels, which are the two highest margin parts of the model, and both are growing faster than the business overall. We are at now 47 centers, 29,000 customers served in the last quarter, and a GMV run rate of 100 crores annualized in a pet care market growing 22% a year. On capital and structure, we have said we intend to unlock value in the pet care vertical, and we are working on that.
And sir, one last question, sir. What is the current spread in BOPP film?
Sorry?
Current spread in BOPP film?
Yeah, it keeps fluctuating on a day-to-day basis. We are not so much worried because our focus is always specialty films.
So there is no such issue related. And how is the demand scenario, sir?
Sorry to interrupt.
The demand is quite strong.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kevin Gandhi from CapGrow Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. I hope my voice is audible, sir.
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah, you are audible.
Thanks for taking my question, sir. Sir, basically, I was actually late to the call. Can you please repeat the basically the view margins again for this quarter and the quarters?
I think in between your voice was breaking, so we couldn't understand the entire question.
Hello? I hope it was audible, sir.
Not really.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Gandhi. We are not able to hear you well. Please use a handset while asking a question or use an extended microphone.
Hello? I hope my will know.
Not really.
We are not able to hear you, Mr. Gandhi.
Hello? Hello?
Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, sir, actually, I was late to the call. Can you please repeat the BOPP and the BOPT margins for this quarter and the earlier quarter again?
The BOPP margins, including stock gain, last quarter was around 30 rupees kg, and BOPET margins were around 7 rupees per kg.
Okay. BOPET margins were around 7 rupees per kg. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And BOPET margins and the premium. The BOPET margins for the previous quarter and the previous quarter last year was?
They were almost at similar levels, couple of rupees plus or minus.
Okay. And sir, my last question was that earlier in the call, I listened that we are planning to take the mix of specialty to almost 90% from the current 60-65%. So, given the spare capacity is only 15%, how we are planning to actually change the mix for the specialty?
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of value-added assets that we already have in our business. And so, basically, what we need to do is to scale up our existing specialty products and also keep doing research on building new products. What we said is that we have capability to do up to 85-90% specialty. We do not have any capacity constraints when it comes to specialty business.
Just to add, the currently from a 85% current utilization, there is a meaningful headroom. Now, from a specialty films point of view, there is no capacity ceiling because our target is anyways to keep improving the mix. The current mix of 61% is anyways the highest that we have in the last 5 quarters. And as a company, our objective is to move it to 70%. So any incremental capacity can always be allocated to specialty films.
Okay, sir. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saransh Gupta from San Investments. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thank you for the opportunity.
So firstly, just wanted to take a view on a little medium to longer term perspective. Now, given the verticals that we have, core business, plastic, consumer, specialty, and Ziggly, I mean, which of this business can be an achievable revenue of 500 to 1,000 crores in a medium to longer term, and which business will continue to remain a niche business for us?
I would say all these businesses have a potential to be there between 500 to 1,000 crore, and we will be there.
And this will be over probably like 5 to 6 years. Can we assume that?
Yes, please.
Yeah. And sir, when you indicated that on plastic business, your ROC will improve once you reach 250 odd crores of the revenue, which will be next year. So what sorts of ROC or the path to profitability one can assume in the plastic business?
Yeah, see, right now the ROCE has started to come in this business.
Mm-hmm.
Our objective will be to take this business to 20% plus ROCE. And until we scale up, I mean, it is going to take some more time because now we are expanding our capacity by 50% with minimal capex, as I said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So ROCE will also improve because of that reason. So once we scale it up to, say, 300-350 crores, I'm sure we will be reaching close to 15% plus ROCE at that stage.
And just to correct one point, you mentioned path to profitability. So in Q1 of FY27, Plastec is already profitable.
Yeah. So that's what you understand. So what sort of ROCE, if suppose you analyze in Q1 numbers, because you indicated that 20% is 300 to 350 crores of the revenue. So if you analyze Q1 numbers, what will be your current ROCE?
Low single digit, I think.
Okay,
this is the first quarter in which we turned profitable. So obviously, looking at ROCE is currently will not give us meaningful numbers. But what we are looking at is to reach a double-digit profitability by the end of this year, and thereafter grow from there.
Sure. And then last quarter, definitely because of our starting of a new EOPP line, we have seen the mix have little bit deteriorated. So if I want to look from, I mean, probably the end of FY27 or 28, what percentage of a film capacity can realistically migrate to a specialty or value-added product?
Yes, sir. Right now it is 61%, and assuming that we are able to grow 10% this year, we should be sitting like 67-68% next year.
Sure.
Sir, I just one more question that I wanted clarity on. What are the current spreads across our segments? Like as you said that we had around 10 rupees inventory gain for our base film. So what would be the current spreads?
Current spread on what?
The base films, specialty and specialty films.
Yeah, I think there's already a table in our investment presentation. You can see it for last many quarters over there.
No, sir, I just wanted to understand for the current month, for the July month, what were the spreads?
They are largely in the lines of what was there in the quarter one.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aryan Vadaria from Equitas Investments. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Congratulations on the good set of numbers. Just wanted to understand that, you know, you mentioned in the starting of the call that overseas export, you saw degrowth of 13% in volume. Overall, our volume growth is 9%. But, you know, if I just put this into context in your presentation, in your Q1 EBITDA drivers, you have mentioned that the U.S. traction was good. Also, if I compare that, you know, last year volume, our new line just, you know, normalized in the second quarter. So ideally, do you not feel that the volume growth would have been better than 9%? So what was the problem? Was it, a tariff issue or a logistical issue in terms of achieving it?
Yeah, so see, three things. First is last year, this line started in quarter one itself, mid of quarter one. Okay. Second thing is that this quarter, our in-transit volume went up because you know, the volume that we export, unless it crosses Indian sea, we do not show it as sale. And given that there were a lot of disturbances at the port, this year we had an exceptionally higher in-transit volume, which hopefully should get accounted in sales when the port situation normalizes. That is the second thing. Third thing is we also had some volume loss because one line was under some maintenance in the last quarter. You know, so those are some of the reasons that we had, you know, a bit lower volume than what the potential we had. Hopefully, we'll be able to recover some of this in the quarter two.
What was the quantity of the capacity of the line under maintenance? Is that in this past?
I would say a couple of thousand tons.
Okay. All right. And, you know, just expanding on the non-films business because management has put in a lot of initiatives post-COVID. But I just want to understand what is the strategy in terms of the consumer businesses which we are taking. Are we taking a more product development approach or is it more white labeling? Why I'm asking is because, you know, management obviously has a limited bandwidth. So what is the, if you can, you know, just expand on the consumer side of it, what detailed strategy we are trying to take to reach to the turnover which you have mentioned in the PPT? That is one. Another on the specialty chemicals. What part of it is backward integrated for our films business? Because we are seeing a very good EBITDA margin, but if we are supplying to our films business, then it is just, you know, intersegmental. So I just want some clarity on that, please.
You see, first of all, every business has a separate team. And therefore, we do not have a question of management bandwidth. Because each business is managed by a separate business head and they have their own respective functional heads under them. Cool. Coming to Cosmo Consumer, we have made excellent products in paint protection films and window films, and we are the first company to manufacture graphene coatings and ceramic coatings in India, because right now all the graphene coatings and ceramic coatings are being imported from overseas markets. As far as, you know, the growth is concerned, what we are looking at is that the domestic market, we intend to build a strong brand over a shorter period of next 3 to 4 years. While in some of the lucrative export markets also, we may initially follow a white labeling approach, but gradually we will start building our brand in some of the critical export markets as well. Coming to your second question of Cosmo Specialty Chemical, right now, 80% business is still backward integration, but the good news is that the external business is also going at a good pace, though the internal business is also growing because a lot of new products are being made for film or consumer or other businesses. The entire costing is done on a third-party pricing basis. So it's on an arm's length basis. So the margins are basically because of all the innovation work that is being done in chemical business.
But just to add to it, I mean, in medium term, we do definitely see third party increase growth. Sales should happen faster compared to internal sale also. So that way, in medium to long term, we see broadly balanced kind of the third party sales and the internal.
Understood. Just, you know, one last question I want to speak.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Chavadarya. May we request you to return to the question queue for a follow-up question?
Sure.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanya Kothari from AUM Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon and congratulations on a good set of results. And thank you for taking my question. Sir, you have guided for specialty chemicals for FY30, a target of 400 to 500 crores. So given 34% growth in Q1, do you intend to accelerate this timeline or is there a capacity bottleneck?
There is a good likelihood that by FY29 itself, we will surpass this target.
Yes. My second question is, sir, the total debt has surged from, say, 760 crores in March 21 to 1680 crores in 26. And the management is targeting net debt EBITDA below two times. So does this target rely primarily on EBITDA growth or you're planning to pay some absolute debt repayment through your internal accruals?
It's both actually. So as you must have seen, I mean, during last 9 months, we already reduced about 70 crore rupee of the net debt despite 85 crore rupee increase in the working capital. And of course, along with this, we are looking at the EBITDA increase also. So both will contribute in that sense.
Current debt account?
So, if you ask current debt level, although we indicated 1,166 crore rupees is the net debt of the company at the end of the June, which is 2.3 times to EBITDA.
So basically over the next 2 years, we are containing any significant capex. And at the same time, we continue to improve our ROCE and EBITDA numbers. So you will see a reasonable reduction of 400 to 500 crores of our debt in the next 2 years.
It has already moved from 2.6 times EBITDA, net debt by EBITDA to 2.3 now.
3 times.
Despite us taking around 85 crores of higher working capital due to raw material price increase. So we are on the right trend.
Okay, sir. In the renewable energy front, you said that 25 crore per annum savings will be there. And how much was this savings was in Q1, sir?
So this is yet to kick in, actually. So we entered into private purchase power agreements and the other two projects, and both of them are yet to kick in. We expect one of them to kick in from Q3. And another from the first quarter of the next financial year. So in Q1 number, nothing is baked in.
Thanks, sir. Thank you a lot, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dwanit Savla from Savla Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on a good quarter. I just had one question. This is on the consumer business. So I understand that Ziggly will take at least a couple of more years to break even. But the other consumer business is already on a path to profitability, right? So given that, what kind of revenue are we targeting in by FY30 for this? And with that, since this is a stronger margin business, the profitability, what kind of percentage profitability will be looking at these kind of things?
So see, as far as domestic market is concerned, we are going quite well in Cosmo Consumer. Last year base was quite small, but vis-a-vis last year, we have grown 4.5 times. This year itself, we should grow more than 3 times. So the business will scale up, at least in the Indian market on a rapid scale. But the global market itself is very big and, it does take time to enter the global market and build your own brand. So it's very difficult to comment on any numbers at this stage, because even if you are able to crack some of the European and American markets, then the trajectory of growth will be very different and very fast. We are making efforts. We have put resources in every market. But we have to start getting some initial success. I mean, we are doing some exports, but these are still very small numbers to take any boast of. So unless and until we start getting some regular traction in those markets, we'll not be able to project any long-term numbers. Having said that, right now we have already 150 dealers in 100-plus cities in India. And as far as product is there, we have now 4 new PPA variants. Total variants are 6. Within window film, we have high performance and carbon pigment series. And in export market, we are taking leverage from our existing structure. We are adding specific salespeople under the existing structures we already have. And the other news is that PPF penetration, which is very small at roughly 2% in India, is also growing at 30% itself.
So my actual question was not with regards to the Ziggly thing, it was with regards to the consumer films business only.
All my answer was on Cosmo Consumer.
Okay, all right. So just a small follow-up on this. I know that you can't, it's preemptive to give up some numbers or something, but is there like a minimum margin which you are kind of working with, like at an EBIT level, like what kind of margin below which it will be difficult for us to, proceed with sales in some geography or something?
So see, this business already has been improving margins. Last year when we started the business, we were operating at around 15-17% margins. It has already gone up to 25% margins. As we continue to scale up, the gross margins are expected to be in the range of 35-40%, but it is going to take time and it will happen along with the scaling up of revenues.
All right. So this 20% growth on the overall business which we are expecting for this year, does that mean that this does that pencil in a significant rise in the revenue from these two businesses?
We have already indicated that overall business will grow 20% while new businesses will grow at 60%.
60, 60, right?
Yeah.
All right, sir. Thank you very much and all the best for the coming quarter.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as the last question for today's conference and I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir.
So, thank you. Well, if we have to sum up, now all our B2B businesses are profitable and FY27 focus shall be very clearly on higher return on capital employed with the specialty film sale, sweating out the assets and substantially grow our both B2B and B2C businesses. Needless to say, further strengthening the financial resilience by reducing the corporate net debt substantially over the next 2 years. So at the end of the call, I will repeat the statutory declaration. Certain statements in this con call may be forward-looking statements. These statements are based on management's current expectations and are subject to uncertainty and changes in circumstances. These statements are not guarantees of future results. Thank you very much for joining today's call. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Cosmo First Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect the lines.